The Department of Mineral Resources and Energy is sticking to its guns as far as its clean coal and nuclear ambitions are concerned. But its latest proposal or submissions to Parliament in the past month has raised much criticism. Bottom line, can South Africa really afford going down this road now? Joining us on the line, Zisamele Mbambo, who's Deputy Director General of Nuclear Energy at the Department. Thanks so much, DDG, for joining us this evening. So you've heard all the criticism out there, Anton Eberhard amongst those saying that, and I quote, "It's an economically disastrous commitment to policy procurement and investment options that have no hope of contributing to the post-COVID-19 economic recovery." Why is the department exploring its nuclear ambitions now?
Good afternoon, and thank you for the opportunity to address the listeners at home on this particular important matter. You would recall that the Cabinet approved the Integrated Resource Plan in 2019 in October. The Integrated Resource Plan is a government blueprint which contains various energy sources that will be implemented within the window of 20 years from now on. It contains nuclear, it contains coal, it contains the renewables, it contains the hydro, and it contains gas. And as part of the department's implementation of this government policy, we are implementing various energy sources. As we've been busy in the past issuing the different requests for information, for planning purposes for the department to then make further decisions to execute the various energy programs that are contained in the IRP.
DDG, as far as the nuclear ambitions are concerned, though, plans have previously faced opposition from environmental campaigners, and where previous consultations on the nuclear build program did not reach any consensus, what level of consultation is happening right now?
Thank you very much. We're quite certainly open about this process. We welcome all the inputs from the various stakeholders. We invite them to submit their submissions and respond to the request for information. We will consider all of those as part of addressing the request for information. We've learned the lessons in the previous process, and we are factoring all of these lessons as part of our process of implementing the program going forward. And I must also assure the members of the public that the department is embarking on this process with a view to test the market and get a sense of the various cost factors, the various cost recoveries, the ownership structures which are necessary for the department in terms of designing a procurement process which will then be binding going forward.
Okay.
But at this stage, it's a non-binding request for information to the market, which seeks to ensure that the department can secure the security of energy supply for our citizens.
We'll drill deeper into those details in just a bit, DDG. Before we do, I want to deal with the elephant in the room here. How much pressure being exerted by the Russians, the Chinese, the nuclear industry, NUMSA, NUM, NAHAWU, to put nuclear into the mix?
Certainly, we're not experiencing any pressure for all the quotas that you've just mentioned. We're certainly implementing the government policy, and we implement it in line with what it defines as with all different energy sources that are contained. So there is no pressure that the department is experiencing with regards to one or the other form of energy sources.
Okay, so that being said then, when it comes to competitive and commercial viability, especially at a time that South Africa can ill afford any unwarranted spend, DDG, is it worth it? How long before the country starts to reap any reward on investment on this front?
Certainly, I think you're correct. It's a very important exercise that the department is embarking in. The preparations for the nuclear new build, we know that it's a long-term planning horizons, and as a result, it's quite important that we start the planning now. So the information that we will gather from the market will inform all the future decisions as to how long the program will take to be implemented and how much it will cost and so on and so forth. And that's the essence of testing the market, because then you are then able to make further decisions going forward, having got the relevant information so that you can have an accurate estimation of what the cost of the program will be, what the benefit will be to the society in terms of job creation, industrialization and localization, making sure that we get cleaner energy coming out of nuclear. Remember that South Africa has got the Coburg nuclear power plant that's been generating electricity for more than 30 years, and it contributes about 5% into the electricity grid, and that then we are not the newcomer in terms of implementing the nuclear program in South Africa. We've learned the lessons and we're proceeding, and we invite all the stakeholders. We're open to discuss with the stakeholders so that they can get to understand the process that the department is embarking on, and we welcome their input.
Yeah. Looking at the proposed interventions, we are looking at an almost medium-term timeline here, 6 to 12 months to enhance electricity supply security, and that includes the acceleration of this nuclear build program, conversion of Eskom's diesel-fired turbines to gas, and then the building of a new oil refinery as well. Surely right at the onset, DDG, the timeline not viable for any of these?
Look, you're quite correct. You're talking about the various initiatives that the department is taking and embarking on from the short to medium term to long term. Certainly, we'd like to make it clear that as far as for nuclear new build, we understand that it is a long-term project that has got its unique features, and that is why we think it's important that the department should start right now with a planning process that will lead towards the realization of the nuclear new build.
As you highlighted at the top, DDG, this is in the phase of a request for information to start preparations for the nuclear build program, and it's non-binding. Why are you opting to go down this route right now? And I ask the question because some have highlighted that the risk that comes with that is you see participants incentivized to put forward very unattractive and unrealistic attractive offers and prices, which they'll probably then alter when contracts are then finalized or negotiated.
We believe that this process offers an opportunity to the market to put forward what its possible proposals will be for a future nuclear new build. And we certainly hope that they will treat the program with the necessary importance that it deserves, that they will provide a credible information, because that information is important for the department to making decisions going forward in terms of formulating a procurement process that will be open and transparent and be in line with the Section 217 of the Constitution that is open to all the sectors of our society and the industry.
DDG, with a lot of the focus and the energy being directed on this nuclear path, then where does South Africa's IRP electricity plan, which identifies wind, solar and storage as the next cost or least cost options, actually rank on that priority barometer?
Yes, we invite the members of the society to consult the IRP and look at it in totality. And as a Department of Energy, our position is that we believe that we have to implement the energy mix that's been approved by Cabinet. And we are implementing all the decisions that are contained in the IRP. And we embrace all of these different technologies you've just mentioned: solar, wind, hydro, coal, nuclear. They're all part of the energy mix. And we are working very hard as a department to make sure that we can implement all of this to offer a security of supply of energy to the citizens. So all of them, we treat them equally as important as they are.
Let's leave it there. Thanks so much, DDG, for your time this evening. That, of course, is Zizamele Mbambo, who's DDG of Nuclear Energy in the Department of Mineral Resources and Energy.